Alright guys, sorry I haven't posted for a long, long, long time, but recent events have taught me otherwise that I should probably post once in a while. I'm pissed off about the political situation, the witch hunt they have on Trump. I lost an employee in a terrible accident. We all go through shit. I get it. It's pretty hard though. When you go through life always expecting something and always dreaming for something and working for something and loving something. And a flick of a switch, all that shit goes away. And then you're there. By your lonesome. Doing it is what it is that you need to do. Whether you're crying, whether you're pissed, whether you're angry, whether you're fighting. The people that you are with every day are the people that you need to be with every day. I thought I was different type of person, but I'm exactly the same as everyone else. This is weird to think, right? We all go through life, whether you're with somebody, whether you're not, whether you have money, whether you don't, whether you have ambition or not. Still have that one core principle, right? You have that one thing. It's called love. We all have it. Or we all have the capability of having it. You can love a cat just as much as you can love a person. Making a connection with somebody is more important. It's gonna tear me up, but I'm gonna talk about it, so I gotta get it off my chest. I had this young lady. It's worked for me since she was 14. Seven years she worked for me. And she got in a terrible accident last week, and I grieve a lot different than a lot of people. I completely shut down, obviously. I lost my girlfriend for a day. I haven't spoken to my parents. Don't dare talk to her mom. And their family has a business. And I don't dare talk to him. He's been my brother forever. Deep down inside, you know, I know everything's cool. I know it. I just can't feel it. I shut down completely. I know I usually bitch about politics and stuff, but I don't really feel like going to prison, so I can't talk shit about the Democrats because FBI will be fucking knocking at my door. And it's fucking April 3rd. Or 4th. Whatever today is. What is today? The 3rd. And I still got 6 feet of fucking snow. Look at that shit. April 3rd, 6 feet of fucking snow. Global warming my fucking ass. Start firing up the fucking diesel engines and fucking blacken this shit up. Warm this fucking place up. Who gives a fuck? If you give a fuck about that much, then you can go ahead and fuck yourself. I can't fucking stand people like that. Global warming, carbon emissions. You need to pay carbon tax, blah, 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 blah. It's like, fuck you. Grow a fucking set of balls and fucking do some work. If I could show you a picture of this shit, I probably can't. It's bullshit, is what it is. We still have 4 feet of fucking snow. I can't even get my own fucking driveway. My cat can't even walk through the snow to go take a shit. It's bullshit. I'm really angry about this fucking weather pattern we're in. Global warming, they say. Yep. Global warming. Sorry. Business is kicking off slow this year so far. And it's weird being down there as a missing employee. I don't know, maybe the snow's good. Maybe it's bad, I don't know. It dropped like 9 inches last night. It's soft though, it's not heavy snow, which is good. I'm angry and I'm pissed. And I really don't know what's going on. I do know. That whoever is listening to this, if it's anybody, or if it's just bots, whatever, I appreciate you. Never take any of your friends, family, employees for granted. They can be gone in a split second. Like legit. In the last 11 years I've been to, this will be my 43rd funeral in 11 years. And there's another one today that I completely forgot about. But I didn't know him that well, so. But I knew his brother and I probably should have been there. I completely forgot about it because I was so wrapped up in my own shit. It's times like this when you realize that you have to be there for some people. You gotta just fucking man up, I guess. I don't know what the proper term would be, but as I sit here and talk to an inanimate object, I realize life is so fragile. People in general are fragile. I don't care how big you are, how tough you may be, how many reps you can do. When it comes down to it, you'll die just like the rest of us. death is no fucking joke. And it fucking hurts. And mind you, she's an employee and a friend. We never did anything or anything like that, but her fiance and her little sister passed. So I guess I would make 46 funerals in the last 11 years. Pretty rough. Other than that, sorry, I'm crying like a little bitch, but as they would say, no one deserves to have a loss that impacts their life. But when the impact does happen, it's important that you learn your lesson, that you treat people with respect and love, no matter who they are. Could be your ex-wife's new boyfriend or whatever. You treat that person with respect. Treat all your people with respect. Especially if you own a business and you lose somebody. You don't realize how much you relied upon them until you go back to work. And they're gone. By no means am I blaming anyone, but I'm just, I don't understand it. I've lost way too many people in the 11 years. I've worn that suit that I bought when I got out of rehab. Yeah, I'm back out again, by the way. You probably didn't need to know that. But pain, sorrow, grief all mean the same thing. And once you go through the denial and the pissed off stage, you start to realize that you should just love everybody. It's not fucking worth it, man. Hate is just such a consuming, destroying thing to have happen. It's terrible. Hate is terrible. I just can't see myself hating somebody anymore. This girl used to piss me off, though. She'd come into work. She'd always eat a burrito or something when she clocked in. And I always said, "You're eating on the clock?" And she goes, "I gotta get my breakfast in. It's the most important meal of the day. Don't you know that?" Yeah, she'll be missed. Not just by me, but all of the other employees as well. She was a good chick. And the poor little baby that they had is without her mom and dad. So I think that tears me up worse. I'm not with my ex. I'm not with the one that I had a baby with. And I think we have a pretty good co-parenting relationship. But I would be devastated if, something happened. And apparently she's with a new dude, and he seems to be cool. My son likes him, so you gotta give it a chance, right? Just gotta let go. As hard as it may be, you just gotta let go. I usually talk about politics, I know. Sorry, but today is a different day. And I don't even know if this shit's working. I'm using a different mic this time, so. Brass tacks. The witch hunt on Trump is bullshit. People dying all around me is bullshit. FBI, bullshit. DOJ, bullshit. Fucking Trump's ex-lawyer, bullshit. I'm not saying I'm voting Republican. I'm not saying I'm voting fucking Democrat. But I'm saying that all this bullshit, all those fucking politicians are crooked motherfuckers. Those guys don't have love in their fucking heart. Well, maybe some of them do, but most of them don't. Do me a favor and look up your state's representatives, your senators and your congressmen or women. Or trans, or whatever. And you tell me, you write it in the comments, if you actually feel like they're doing something good for your state. I'm in Utah right now, and I know for sure my people ain't doing shit. They're all fucked up. All they care about is themselves and goddamn fucking money. See, that's what changes people. Money and loss. Just bullshit. You can't fucking stand people like that. You vote for somebody that you think's gonna be good for your state. It doesn't matter, honestly. In my mind, it doesn't fucking matter who you vote for. If the federal government's just gonna keep fucking pinning us down and fucking just doing what they do, then we'll never win. It's not like we have anything to win for anyway. That's what's terrible to think about. We're all just here. We're not doing anything. And you can't do anything. If you think about it, it's funny as shit. They'll take the small business owner that his capital is only maybe $400,000 a year, and they'll pick on that little dude or girl or woman or whatever you want to call it, business owner, and then they'll let fucking JP Morgan or whatever blow the fucking credit fucking limit and bail their asses out. And they don't have to pay taxes, but yet they can pay their CEO an extra $14 billion or whatever for a fucking bonus. Just bullshit. Non-taxable, even. Because he or she is a majority shareholder, which makes no fucking sense to me at all. But yet they'll come down on the little guys. Scrutinize every fucking receipt. Fucking look at every fucking gas bill. Look at every fucking propane thing. Look at every fucking electric bill. Fucking douchebags. Fucking can't stand them. I can't stand a lot of things. The government and fucking death. I can't deal with it. I have several attorneys. I have a fucking CPA that's badass. I have a bookkeeper. She's kind of crazy, but she's good. But yeah, I'm afraid to fucking use my business card to put fucking gas in my car to go get groceries for myself because that's not business related. Which is true. It makes sense, right? But it's still bullshit. I fucking hate it. I love working though, but I fucking hate all the bureaucratic bullshit you gotta do. How can one focus on being a successful business owner if all you're worried about is the government coming after you? And even after you paid them. I could pay them like $20,000 or $34,000this last pay period, or this last quarter. I'm still afraid of them. And I shouldn't be. That's not the way to be. Maybe it is good to just be gone. I don't know. I have to worry about that shit. God damn. I hate those motherfuckers. I'm sorry for ragging on about that shit, but what they're doing to Trump is completely outrageous. And you know what? Honestly, as a red-blooded American, I'm going to say Ron DeSantis. He's going to take it next election cycle. Of course he is. In a way, because he's a straight fucking shooter. He's a good candidate, believe it or not. If any Democrats are listening, I'm sorry. If the FBI is listening, fuck you. If the IRS is listening, fuck you. I had a huge battle with the IRS, like in the last 10 years. A huge battle. And all it was clerical work. They were double taxing me on two different businesses, but yet at the same location. Because they weren't smart enough to go through their fucking books. 10 fucking years that dragged on. I think the last statement that they sent me, I said I owed like $250,000. And my business doesn't even bring in that much. Like, I was lucky last year to make, I think I made $57,000 last year profit. After everything was paid and all my bills were paid. It's fucking bullshit, dude. Fuck the government, dude. Fuck them. Fucking harassing motherfuckers. Yeah, I can't stand them. I know my employees in a better place. And I know that this snow will eventually fucking go away. And I also know it's going to be a good year for all of these businesses here that are around me. We just can't lose any more people. Any more people. Especially ones with kids. There's a funeral today that I didn't get a chance to go to. It was my dad's dentist. But I grew up with his brother. Played football and all that shit. Yeah, probably should have been there. I didn't know it was today. Fuck that one up. Didn't I? Yes, I did. If you're still listening, I appreciate it. I just gotta get some shit off my chest. My next podcast is gonna be on semiconductors from MU and TSM in the stock market, if you guys follow that. Some interesting news that I want to share, but I'll wait till the next time. It's in a fucked up state, I guess. I don't know. I said before, but I'll say it again. Work feels a lot different going in there. And your employee's not there. It's weird how you feel the vibe. You can feel the vibe like your other employees are struggling as well. And you try to be there for them. And you know your presence enough is mindful and thoughtful, but you don't really get the job done. And since you're a business owner, you can't like go ahead and like hug him. It'd be kind of weird. That could be a lawsuit, so you don't do shit like that. You just be present and mindful and thoughtful. Just show them that you appreciate them. I appreciate all my employees. And I'm sure some of you might be listening to this. But maybe not. I haven't posted for a long time, so a lot of people forgot about me. What else am I gonna say? I hope this mic's good. It seems like it's a good mic. Just want to make sure it is. I'll leave you with this one last thing. Respect and love the ones that you work with and the ones that you're around, and always keep your family close, because when shit hits the fan, you're going to need it. We all go through depressing times and depressing moments, but in the end, we all need each other. A lot of people don't understand that. This last weekend was rough. We made okay money, but we didn't make enough, obviously. But our community, really, that's what I love about small communities. We all pitched in and we met the goal, all of us together combined, to help out the family, to cover the expenses, which is really awesome. And I don't know what GoFundMe gets off the top of it. I'm sure it's not free by any means, but or maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but our little community raised a lot of money for the family. It's something weird to think about. A while back, I was working for a dude in a tire store. And both of his sons got into a head-on
and one of them died. And even in that small town, that's why I think I like small communities, because they just come together in times of need. But the people on the outskirts, you know, like not family, you know, we have to deal with it as well. It was weird. This whole thing has been weird. I had people that I haven't spoken to in ages reach out, make sure I was okay. It was really nice. That's why you live in a small community. Because people care about other people. If I lived in a big city, I don't know. That might be different. I wouldn't know. I can't judge, nor can I talk about that, because I don't have experience in a big city. I live in a small fucking town. It has maybe 600 people that live here year round, and then in the summer we grow to like 45,000. My girlfriend hates it here, but I enjoy it here. I guess that's about it. Hate the IRS, pissed off the DOJ. What they're doing to Trump is bullshit. Let's see. Death of her. Yep, I think that's all my talking points for today. Just love the ones that you're around. Thanks for listening to bullshit. That's pretty much what it is. Just all bullshit. Everything's bullshit besides the deaths. Please pray for them. And if you've lost somebody, you're more than welcome to reach out to me and I'll talk to you. I love you guys. Goodbye.